Ed and Ray Golding present the CBS Radio Network. Poor Pierre there, the orchestra leader, had a tough time getting the music off the ground today.
What happened to him, anyway? He hasn't been up to snuff the last few days.
Smith, did your supply of snuff come in? But you didn't mean that.
No, I didn't mean that. He's well supplied with that. But his music, his downbeats have been a little bit delayed. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Well, this is another week.
And you're playing in the snow most
of the time. Oh, hey. Telephone here. Lady listens to us up in Gilman, Wisconsin, Route 1.
I know the place.
And her name is, can you make that out? Is that Mrs. Leala? What is it?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I wish I could, but it goes... It was sent to the folks there at WCCO in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It says, who makes with the noise that drives gloom away, the nonsense that lightens the end of day, that brings a smile to tired lips and fills the ears with jolly quips? Those zany guys on CCO, meaning WCCO. The ones who make the tiredness go. Yes, I can tell you just any day, those wonderful guys. Amos and Andy.
I have a letter here from a lady in California who says, how can you day after day dare to put on two guys?
Well, don't read those.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have read that.
I read the nice ones that I okay. read.
Well, I thought we might as well give both sides a chance.
Well, you have something very nice to say.
I want to thank very sincerely the nation's radio editors for the award that we were given by TV and Radio Daily last week, a week ago today, and... I want to thank them very, very much for it as the best comedy radio show of the year.
Sure, that was really our credit, but that was a record. Now let's ask the audience what you think of the Critics Award, giving Bob and Ray the best radio comedy show award. What do you think of it, audience?
Then we ought to thank Newsweek magazine for the picture and the little story this week. And I think that would take care of most of the facts, huh?
Yes, so for now, should we have a commercial or go right into...
I think he wants to leave early. So
all right, I'll come in here. Our traveling science correspondent, the good Spencer Markle, has some news for us from the Civilian Space Agency Space House, located in Leesville, Virginia. Come in here, please. Spencer Markle.
Alongside me is Robert Galt, director of the Civilian Agency Space House, and the noises you hear in the background are the sounds of the future. Right, Mr. Galt?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Markle.
Well, you told me before we went on the air that...
Well, I frequently change my mind after a failure or two around here.
At any rate, sir, the project that's being worked on now is called Operation Split Trip. That's at least correct.
That is right. Now, we're busy assembling a space platform here in the space house.
Yeah, is that the platform over there, Mr. Galt?
No, that's the floor of the space house.
I see. Now, what's the idea behind Operation Spilt Milk, Mr. Galt?
Well, we started Operation Split Trip several weeks ago when the telescope boys discovered that there might be an atmosphere on the planet Venus after all.
Yes, I read about it.
Well, after a lot of checking around, we also discovered that Venus is quite a distance away from the planet Earth, don't you see?
Plenty fine.
Yes, well, now the idea of Operation Split Trip is to set up a space platform about halfway between the planet Earth, on which you find yourself standing, Mr. Markle.
Yes?
And the planet Venus, so the tired astronaut can stop and take a rest.
Somewhat the same idea as our own roadside inn.
What?
I mean, stopping off to eat on a long trip, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, yes, but this is infinitely more scientific. His roadside inn. Quite a bit different.
Well, if it wasn't more scientific, yeah. I suppose you could shoot a roadside inn right into space, and that would be that.
Well, we could, yes.
A roadside inn would burn from the friction of it all, anyway.
That's correct. So we have to build something that would be on the order of a roadside inn. and yet aerodynamically suited to the job.
Well, I think it's a good idea, Mr. Galt. I get tired and hungry on a long trip, and I always look forward to stopping off to eat and rest a little before I go on.
Well, there's the first side of the space platform being put up over there now, Mr. Markle.
Where?
Over at the south end of the space house.
Oh, I see. That's very good, Mr. Galt. You've got the neon sign installed already. Very impressive name, too. Halfway House. I'll tell my friends about it.
Thank you, Mr. Markle.
And thank you, Mr. Galt. What I've seen here today is perhaps the start of something very absorbing, something we'll all be talking about for some time to come. Thank you for letting us come into your space house, and now back to our studio. Now it's time for The Green Pickerel, the story of Paul Chevalier, a 17th century hero. As usual, France was in a state of upheaval when Chevalier, fop, charlatan, or whatever he was, heeded the call of his people.
Chevalier, I beg of you, do not make this journey. It is a fool's errand.
Freedom, Raoul Martignac, is not to be held so lightly that it should not weigh heavily on one's mind. No, Raoul Martignac, I must go to the tavern of the two intertwining roads to see what I can learn.
The tavern is filled with the minister's secret police. No place for the green pickerel. It will mean your neck. You're caught, Paul.
The guillotine holds no fears for me, Raoul Martignac. It's already been used on me several times. I must go now. Goodbye, Raoul Martignac.
Good fortune, my handsome fool.
Wine. A slight indisposition, perhaps?
What name do you go by, girl of the bar?
I am the famous Marie. Everyone knows me. I will sit in your lap, no?
Marie, a lovely name. And your face, it is the face of justice. Am I not correct in this, Marie?
I do not understand, monsieur. You speak in riddles.
And it is dangerous to speak in riddles in a tavern filled with the minister's secret police, no?
Sir, I have much to do.
A moment, Marie. You say you have much to do. I must ask you, the much you have to do, is it in the name of the people?
I cannot say, monsieur. I do not even know who you are. It is dangerous to speak with strangers.
I am no stranger, Mary.
Who are you, monsieur?
You have but to feel the collar of my shirt to know who I am.
Why, it's a silken shirt. Then you must be...
Quiet, Mary. We have enemies here. Yes, I am Paul Chevalier the Green Pickerel at your service. I need information, Mary. Do we understand one another?
Perfectly, monsieur. Attention! Attention, Minister Secret Police! This fop seated here is none other than Paul Chevalier, the Green Pickerel!
Chevalier! Come on, let's get him!
You will pay for this, Mary.
What the exit?
Come on, Minister Secret Police. Take me if you can.
Chevalier!
You're getting all red-faced.
Yes, I am. In his latest attempt,
to complete a performance at your tunnel room.
Why, quiet, calm down.
I am restrained, and I am nervous. I have a repulsor.
No, you're getting blurred. It's getting blurred now. We can't understand it. A little smaller.
Well, the point is...
The point is you're angry, and they are too, huh?
I have the pride of West Pittsburgh. It's pretty offensive way of treating me, and I would like once this week, or it's too late now, maybe next week, to sit down at this huge studio organ and play golf.
Play jealousy, I know.
They know what I'm saying, White Brown.
Well, it's just been unfortunate you've never completed the selection. We do have about 30 seconds now, if you could play it fast.
I can't play it in 30 seconds. It'll be the same thing again, just the introduction.
Well, maybe we'll try to work it in on Monday and you play the whole thing. Would that make you feel happy with
just
this?
Just remember, 12,000 people who will march on this studio.
I only see one name.
Just remember that and don't forget it if you're smart. No problem.
That sounds very much like a threat, but we won't take it that way.
Whatever you want.
Going back to the hotel now?
Right, yes.
Well, have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Come in a little bit more calm on Monday, will you?
Okay, Bob.
Okay. And speaking of Monday, that's when we'll be back next, but we'll be back with a weekend suggestion in just 10 seconds.
Won't you think of us this weekend? Join us on Monday again. Until then, this is Ray Golding reminding you to write and get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.